Instead of dropping down through the hole, the Gorog simply seemed to swirl about the room, gathering in an ever-darkening swarm, ignoring the hole in the floor and the sound decoys Jason had arranged. They began to land on the cabinet that concealed the escape tunnel, and on the surrounding walls, on the door that closed off Tenelka's dressing chamber, on the empty crib in the center of the nursery. A few even came and landed on the cloak that Jason was using as the basis of his force illusion. And when a pair of Gorog started to hover in the air above the top edge of the cloak, he feared his plan would fail. Then suddenly, Tenelka's palm was there for the insects to land on, and the illusion held. Jason looked over and saw the baby floating on a cushion of force levitation, her head resting on the stump of Tenelka's amputated arm and her feet kicking the empty air. A tense moment later, the cabinet doors clanged open. The insects on Tenelka's palm and Jason's robe sprang into the air, joining the black fog of Killix that came growling into the nursery, and the whole boiling mass swirled down through the floor in pursuit of DD-11A and the sound of the baby's crying voice. Jason maintained the illusion until the last insect had followed, then continued to maintain it for another 100 heartbeats. Tenelka stepped past Jason and started toward the door to her dressing room.
We need to leave here.
If I know my grandmother, she already knows that her first attempt failed.
Your grandmother?
Jason lifted Ben in his arms and followed.
You think Ta'achum is behind this?
I know she is,
Tenelka said. She stopped at the door and faced Jason with narrowed eyes.
The only ones who know about the escape tunnel are the Queen Mother and the former Queen Mother.